I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
First of all, I'm going to leave the show today, even though it's just the Before the Show show, and I'll probably say this again later. I'm going to leave the show with the dumbest thing I most likely will say all day.
Okay.
I only say most likely because I leave myself open to say some really dumb stuff. Because that, you know. It happens. Some days, you know. I cried last night.
Over what?
Dude, between the freaking Golden Knights game two nights ago and then Thursday night football with my Seahawks playing the Rams last night. And the Rams have become our rival.
Yeah.
And honestly, the giant pain in our ass. And I'm sitting there going, we're going to lose this game. We're going to lose it. We're going to lose. Are you kidding me? And I had myself really worked up. Like, I was really upset about it.
Okay.
To the point of where I even noted, it's a football game, bro. You'll get through it. You've lost tough games before. And then I'm arguing in my head. I'm like, I don't care. I want to win. This sucks. It's terrible. And then, and if you miss the game, so the Seahawks take the lead kind of late. And then they had an opportunity to do even better, and they screwed it up. And then, And then LA's got a chance to win it, and they miss a field goal with like 20 seconds left.
Oh.
A field goal, and their kicker is really good, and they should have made the field goal. I find myself crouched down in front of the couch, not knowing how I got there, and I was stone cold sober.
Hands in the air. I swear to God.
I put my hands in the air. I swear to you, I was sober. I find myself crouched in front of the couch with my hands over my face, and I go, are you crying? Are you actually crying right now? And it was just that, it was that beginning of, you know, where you're welling up, and I'm like, okay, you gotta pull it together. This is dumb.
I've done that. I was 11 when I did it.
You're stupid. I hate you.
No, but it was fun. I watched the game last night. I typically don't watch a lot of the games, and there were two plays. The missed field goal was obviously the last one that sealed the game.
Yeah.
But there was an interception that was mind-bogglingly amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Like literally it looked like the ball hit the ground.
Uh-huh.
And even the guy who made the interception, I think, thought, they're not going to give me that one.
Right.
And so I don't even know that he thought he made the interception.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But the ball hit his hand and popped up in the air. And while he's like rolling the other direction, you know, just because his body is taking him the other direction, he kind of reaches back and grabs the ball.
Okay.
And it's like, oh, my God, what just happened?
One of those amazing plays.
Oh, yeah, so. One that will, as in the retelling of that, that'll become, I think, for a long time after this.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, one of those.
It was pretty cool.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry you cried.
That seems like that would be an awesome play. You know, to have your body rolling a different direction. And then
God.
All of a sudden, I bet you his head wasn't even there. It's just his arms went for it. His mind wasn't there.
Here's the look that was on his face. I'm telling you, this is the audio equivalent of the look that was on the guy's face when he thought he caught the ball, possibly.
Uh-huh.
Ooh! seriously, you see, like, his eyes get really wide and his mouth makes the ooh!
That, like,
but,
yeah.
Awesome. But for that guy, in his illustrious football career that spans, you know, from peewee football on, that might be the greatest play of his life. Period.
Yeah, right there.
It may not get any better for that guy.
Yeah, might as well quit. It's done. It's not getting it.
Sure,
that's it. So I feel cleansed.
Good.
And ready to go. We're definitely giving away Disney today. Did we do this on purpose yesterday? So that we'll have one, and then Lil Jess will have one after us, and then Tyler can get one, and then we're done?
I don't think we did it on purpose. It's just in the stars for us.
Well, we're set up for that.
Yeah.
And we're going to make sure. Or wait, are there 14 or 15?
There's two left.
Oh, well, you know what? It's us then.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tyler.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! He's right. It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Knights play the Sharks again tonight.
Let's go.
Bad news, though. No Schmitty.
What happened?
Yeah, Nate Schmidt with the knee. He hit knees with this guy Logan Couture of the Sharks. Now, if it was anybody else, I'd say it might have been dirty. Logan Couture's solid. I mean, I know we hate him. We hate everybody who wears teal. But
that's not how this works, though.
Except at Sylvester Middle School. We love you, but yes, we need to do something about your teal. But yeah, this just wasn't. It was an accident. And if you have you ever hit knees with somebody?
Not that I recall.
Have you ever banged your knee off the coffee table?
Mm-hmm.
Same, but harder. You know, but worse. So Schmidty's out for tonight. But get to play the Sharks again tonight. That's a pretty great way to start the season. And if we can smoke them up there in San Jose, that's fun.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Definitely. And that knee thing, I guess, week to week, so it could be a minute before he comes back.
Yeah.
I think a knee for a knee. We take out his knees now because he took out our knees.
I told you it was a mistake.
Nope, doesn't matter.
It's bad. Don't do
that. I'm putting everybody on notice right now. Kayla's weird as F today. She is, I'm telling you what, she's a different level today. What's gotten into you?
I don't know. Maybe they put an extra like espresso shot or something in my coffee because I'm just like, let's go. Let's do it.
Uh-huh.
And then I can't keep a thought in my head. It's just it's one of those mornings.
Keep her even tempered, though, and compliment her on her Mickey Mouse
T-shirt. Oh, yeah.
Say
something about her Mickey Mouse shirt.
I did earlier.
Yeah. Well,
would you do it now for the benefit of the show?
It's a beautiful shirt,
thank
Kayla.
You very much.
Thank you. My sister-in-law gave it to me. Now compliment my jeans because they're good jeans.
See, this is what I'm saying. This is what this is.
Look at my shoes.
Yeah, you give her a little bit and then she goes, no, give me more. Oh, God.
Thank you, Jess. That was very sweet.
You're welcome. Sun's not even up yet.
We'll never make it to daylight.
No, I already told her she better call Buddy and tell him she loves him because she may not make it through the show today.
She's going to end up crashing.
I will crash.
Oh, she's going to crash. She's going to crash, and I can't wait for that part.
I'll crash. I'll need to go to the vending machine and get a Red Bull or something like that because I'm not going to do well around 7:30.
7:30, you think?
I think so, yeah.
In my head, 8:15 was flashing.
See, and I was pulling for 9.
This is great.
Nine would be okay.
Yeah.
9 would be okay. We can. That's like coming into the, on approach for the landing at that point.
Right.
9 o'clock.
By then, the tray tables are up and the seats are in an upright position. We're okay.
Yeah, all of that stuff. But yeah, it's 7:30. That's not good for the crash.
Oh, no. That's the reason I need to.
Did you have sleep? Is that your deal?
I don't know, man. I woke up this morning and I woke up. I was like, let's go. Let's do it.
In celebration of the final day of High Low, I want to go to Disneyland for this go round.
Yeah.
Again, we're formulating clues. I don't know. This number's tricky.
It's a tough number to come up with.
This number's tricky to come up with.
And that wonderful prime number clue's already been taken by Jess.
They loved that one, too.
Did they?
Because nobody knows what a prime number is.
It's a prime number. What number was it that you were giving them the prime number clue?
Do you remember? It was 199.
Yeah, that narrows it down. It's a prime number.
Of course.
I will say this. I sat in bed going, 1, 3, 5, 7, 9. Oh, not 9. 1, 11.
Why were you in bed? Wait, why were you in bed?
I just started.
She's on in the middle of the day. Why were you in bed?
Later on during the day, I kept thinking about the prime number, and I'm trying to go through my head. 13, 17, 19.
I was like, do you go home and get into bed?
Yeah, I do when I take my nap, but beyond that, yeah.
I gotcha.
I think I got it as far as 23, and I'm like, it's too hard.
Give up then.
Yeah. Is it 23? No,
it's not.
No, it's not. By the way, it's not 23 this time either.
No,
it's not.
And it's, where are we at?
The high number is 418 and the low number is 001.
It's nothing in the fours. I'll tell you that. It's nothing in the fours and it's nothing in the ones.
Okay.
That's nice. That's pretty good.
That is a great hint.
See, I knew we'd come up with it. And so Kayla's wearing her Disney shirt just so that
in honor of it,
you can win today. And I'm telling you, at some point, we'll figure out a way for you to win between now and 10 o'clock this morning. I think this is appropriate because how often do you get to sing this song twice in 1 week and it's not the playoffs?
Beat the Sharks, do 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 do. Beat the Sharks, do 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 do. Beat the Sharks, do 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 do. Beat the Sharks. Drown the Sharks, do 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 do. Drown the Sharks, do 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 do. Drown the Sharks, do 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 do. Drown the Sharks. Hate the Sharks, do 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 do. Hate the Sharks, do 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 do. Hate the Sharks, do 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 do. Hate the Sharks. San Jose sucks, do 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 do. San Jose sucks, do 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 do. San Jose sucks, do 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 do. San Jose sucks. Don't wear
teal, do 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 do. Don't wear teal, do 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 do. Don't wear teal, do 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 do. Don't wear teal. Go Knights, go do 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 do. Go Knights, go do 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 do. Go Knights, go do 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 do. Go Knights, go.
Knights, go. Yeah, San Jose on the face of it looks like it might be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then just you kind of take a look around and you go, this is all built on smoke and mirrors. Mm-hmm. We're one good stock market crash away from this place. going back to being almond orchards or whatever it was before. You know, from them growing avocados in this joint or whatever
orange
it was.
Orange groves for as long as I can see.
It's like none of this, you know, they talk about Las Vegas not being real and stuff like that. And, you know, oh, it's just all lights and flash. Yeah, San Jose, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Go Knights, go.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, those of you who are from there, I'm sure it's a lovely community.
It's fine.
I'm sure it is fine. And it really is. It's new and it's pretty.
If you go to down there, Santana Row is a shopping area like a town square, except not as mallish.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
And then you got the downtown, and then on the other side of the freeway, kind of like what we're doing here with the stadium, with the Raiders Stadium.
Yeah.
Allegiant Stadium, sorry. And then over there, there's the arena.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just right. Oh, well, it's just right there.
Yeah.
Well, that seems convenient. The airport's right downtown and all that. That's how I know any of this. I've been there for like 14 minutes.
Yeah.
I went through. But I pay attention to stuff. I watch. I look around. A new soccer stadium. Oh, mm-hmm. Sure, it's lovely. Their hockey team just blows, though. Just blows. They suck. Yeah, they're awful. 702-364-9898. I saw this thing earlier this week about micro-cheating. So now there's a thing about micro-cheating. So there's about 10 of these deals that are called micro-cheating offenses.
Okay.
We need one of you. Caller number 25. We'll make it simple. 702-364-9898. We need to have kind of a mini P1's court and determine and discuss briefly whether these micro-cheating offenses are, for example, if you are still following an ex on social media, is that cheating?
No, that's not cheating.
It is known as a micro-cheating offense.
Okay.
That there are those, but there are those who do believe that that's cheating. That you should have nothing to do.
Okay,
with
interesting.
Your ex. But if you're following your ex on social, no.
I am.
No, but I mean, if you're following your ex cheating or no?
No, not cheating.
Would you admit to cheating if you were?
Yes.
This is the problem.
No.
Following the ex?
No. It's not cheating.
I got to be honest with you.
Sending him pictures. Cheating.
That's cheating, yes.
Yeah, actively following, if you know what I'm saying.
Checking, and I agree, like checking the account every day might be an act of like micro-cheating. But if you're just following them and they pop up in your timeline, no big deal.
Take this for however you will. I don't really mean anything by it. Let me be honest with you. I want to know where she is at all times. I want to make sure.
She's back in Vegas. Dun, yeah, dun, dun.
I want to make sure I know what's going on. Just, you know, for my own personal, like I told you, I said this on the show the other day, I got on LinkedIn, which I never check. I've got a LinkedIn account because of the side hustles and whatnot. And sometimes I look, most of the time I don't. And it gives you the people that you should follow. And I'm looking through and I'm going, this girl looks familiar. Like, oh, it's my ex-wife. I'm like,
I get it.
So, okay, micro-cheating offenses or no, 702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
So, micro-cheating, as I read the definition here, is basically when you do small things that kind of approach the line, blur the line a little bit, as you may, with infidelity. But you never get physical. Okay, there's never any physical. So if that's your line, then you're not going to find any of this is cheating.
Okay.
But over 100,000 people took a survey on what counts as micro-cheating and see if you agree. Following an ex on social media. Lil Jess, we didn't hear from you.
Cheating, no, not cheating.
Not cheating. And Sarah Valdez of Northtown. Hey. Sarah Valdez. Is following an ex on social media cheating, not cheating?
Okay, so it's not, but it is, because I'd be pissed if my man was following his ex. Like, why? What's so necessary for that?
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
cheating.
Yeah, you better.
I know if I was following my ex, he'd be like, hello, why?
Yeah, you better be able to explain it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Define ex.
That is a good point. Is it like someone that you actually dated, like you guys are boyfriend, girlfriend, ex-wife, ex-husband, right. whatever it is, or is it someone right. you went out on a date with
right.
three times?
Is it worse for you? Is it with Sarah? Is it worse for you if he's following a one-night stand on social as opposed to his baby mama?
Yeah, because if it's a one-night stand, it was supposed to be a one-night stand. Like, it's not a two-night stand. It's not a follow-me-forever stand.
If he's smart, he didn't tell you about that one-night yeah. stand, so you don't know he's following
her. Yeah, I agree with that one. I don't want to know about it. One-night stand, bye.
Yeah.
Don't look her up. Don't ask for her number. Like, those are the rules.
How great is Sarah?
Sarah's awesome.
We have the yeah. best. We really do have the best listeners. I'm not just saying it. We really do. You're awesome. Okay, so... If you delete Tinder, Bumble, Grindr, whatever you're into, if you delete, for example, Tinder from your phone, but you don't delete your account, is that cheating? Not cheating, Sarah?
Yeah, because why is it still there? Why is it still active? You deleted the app, but you're still going to be sneaky and get the notifications, like, on the DL. Like, really?
Kayla, cheating, not cheating?
No, not cheating.
Spence?
Nope.
It's not cheating.
Ew.
If you keep that account...
You gotta keep your options open. You ain't married yet.
I don't know
how to delete my account, unfortunately. When I got rid of my Tinder, I just deleted it off my phone because I don't know how to get rid of it.
I don't know.
Kill me.
Us too, Sarah. Us too. Well, Jess, cheating, not cheating. You've deleted the app. You've gotten the app off your phone, but you have not deleted your Tinder account. Are you cheating or not cheating?
It's a little suspect. But not cheating.
It smells cheaty
yeah.
to me. Meeting up with someone and claiming it's work-related when it is not.
Oh, I hate
Sarah.
Oh, what? That's wrong.
Spence?
That's so wrong.
Yeah, that's there.
Kayla?
Yeah, that's a little bit of cheating.
Little Jess?
You're going to cause me to catch a case. That's cheating.
That's, because you're not telling the truth.
You're yeah. lying.
And, you're yeah. lying.
And there's yeah. a reason behind that.
Exactly.
You're lying. Yeah, why are you lying? Why you gotta lie? Sending mm-hmm. sending a heart, kiss, or wink emoji in a flirty way. When I mean, you know it's flirty. Is it cheating, not cheating, Sarah?
I'm gonna say, oh, man.
Sarah does
I'm
this.
Well, because if I do it, that's different. Because if
like, yes.
I do it all the time to like girls and guys. Like I just like the emojis. But if my man has an emoji, he never uses an emoji. So if I see an emoji on his phone, I'm like, "What's up with that emoji?
What's going on?"
That's
there?
It. It's all intent. And I think in this case, you can legislate intent because it's yes. well, or can you? I don't know. I don't know. That sounds dangerous to me. I'm going to say yes.
If you're doing it in a flirty manner,
flirty
yes,
way.
Absolutely.
Flirty way.
It's also a way to just test the waters. So yes, you can't do that.
That's true.
Sarah.
Yes,
God,
Sarah. Cheating, not cheating.
That's cheating.
Yeah, that's total cheating. That's wrong.
Cheating, not cheating.
It's cheating because if I use the zucchini, you know what's popping.
Wow.
Never used the zucchini before.
The zucchini?
Or the little squash icon.
The eggplant.
I was like, zucchini, what?
Yeah. And if it's the eggplant and the peach, oh my God. What's happening right now?
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things on 98.5 KLUC.
So I saw this thing the other day about micro cheating, and it's stuff you're blurring the lines a little. And as it's gone along, we found, like, for example, following an ex on social media, maybe not so much. Deleting the app, like deleting Tinder, for example, or another dating app. Deleting it from your phone, but not deleting your account.
What if you're incompetent like me, though, and you just don't know how to delete the account? So you just get rid of the app altogether.
And then you would say that to Buddy, and Buddy knows you, and he would be, Buddy, your boyfriend, would be like, yeah, okay. I get it. Spence, if you've got Grinder, you know, on your phone still? Bumble Grinder.
Yeah.
You've got Bumble Grinder on your phone still. Steph is going to question you.
Yeah, and I wouldn't. I wouldn't have the account, but yeah.
Meeting up with somebody and claiming it's work-related when it's not. Oh, boy.
The reason why
what are you doing? What are you? Honestly, you know better. You've got evil in your heart. Then we had trouble with sending a heart or a kiss or a wink emoji or something like that. Sometimes I'll fire back with the heart. And then
is it the red heart or the different colored hearts?
Red. Just red. You know me, I'm a basic dude. I don't, yeah. No, and then I go
scandalous.
No, and then I go I always run it through the filter of what if my wife saw this? I run it through the filter. And then that's where I go. Oh, maybe I shouldn't. Oh, I didn't mean it, but I didn't mean that.
Okay.
No, I didn't mean that.
No.
I didn't mean it. Sarah Valdez is our first pick winner. You've already pre-selected your prize. What are you going to do? What are you going to grab?
Monster Energy.
And you're stoked about it. The Monster Energy Cup.
Oh, I'm super stoked. I've never been. I've been to the Monster Jam with the huge trucks, but my kids have never been to the bikes.
Oh, and Monster Energy Cup is the motorcycles.
Got it.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I hear everybody just freaking loves it.
Yeah.
They do some sick tricks.
Yeah, if you got boys, oh my God. okay, so having a work wife or a work husband, somebody that you actually referred to as a work wife or work husband, cheating, not cheating, Sarah.
Okay, so maybe not, because if I have a work wife, a work husband, like that's a different story because they're like older and there's no flirting. We don't go to lunch. Like that's just the relationship. But if a guy has the work wife, they go to lunch, they share gossip, they do those kind of things. That's a little too far for me.
So there's a couple of things connected with this then. And Sarah, you were awesome right there. 19% of the people that they talked to said it was cheating. 31% said no big deal. The other 50% said it's not cheating, but you feel weird about it. And at that point,
like
if you're...
if I meet his work wife, I'm going to be like, what's up? I'm the real wife. See my rock?
Yeah, right?
See, the rule of thumb is you can't have a work wife that's hotter than your real wife.
That's bonus points right
Nail
there.
On wow, the head, solid. Dude, right there.
Solid. Yeah. And if you confide in somebody else that you're... it says that you're attracted to. If you're confiding in somebody that you're attracted to, I would even say if you're confiding in somebody that is attractive instead of your significant other, is that cheating?
Yeah, I'm going to say yeah.
Because that's kind of connected to the whole work wife, work husband thing.
That's bad.
If you're not delivering that information to your actual significant other as well, then yes, that is cheating.
Yeah, the confiding.
Because you might be throwing up signs to that other person too, like, oh, she's confiding in me and not her husband.
Maybe there's
something going on here.
Yeah, like eggplant peach.
Yeah.
There's an emotional connection there, and that is very dangerous.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. I agree. That's a good way to put it. So then the last two of these, staying in touch with an ex for no reason, like if there aren't kids involved, if you're staying in touch with the ex, what are you doing?
Are you friends with any of your ex, Kayla's?
Yeah.
Friends with basically all of my exes except for one.
No need. Cut them out.
I know that's not true. My ex-boyfriend is one of my best friends.
Walk away.
Okay.
You're ruining
it's
your relationship,
easy
Kayla.
It's not to walk away. I'm friends with my exes and my husband hates it.
And I will point out,
I don't consider it cheating. Like, there's a very fine line right there. Like, very, very fine. And if you cross it, yes, that's considered cheating. But if you're just, like, a friend, like, I get that you had relations and you had a past, but if you can stay friends, kudos to you.
The representative from Little Jessetopia would like the floor.
When I think of, quote, friends with your ex, when it comes to me, that means when I want some, I go to my friends who are exes.
Bingo, Spence.
I do like the fact that all of these things with Sarah is, if it's okay for her, but not okay for him.
No, that's what it is. Should have saved that for the end. Should have saved that for the very end. If you are sexting somebody, and this goes back to what you were saying about the emotional thing, but if you're sexting somebody, but there's no physical cheating, not cheating.
Oh, that's cheating.
Yeah.
That's
an easy one.
You can't do that.
That's so cheating. Yeah.
That's a big no-no.
That's an easy one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. There doesn't have to be physical contact in order for it to be categorized as not cheating.
No. And by the way, if you're just doing that, that's awful. Just cheat.
Just
know what I mean?
Leave the person.
You're going to get caught. You might as well just cheat.
Not if you're just sitting there messing around on your phone.
Yeah, but
talking dirty stuff back and forth.
No, that's
a, well, no, but no. He's saying
it's a different person.
No, I'm with you. I'm not condoning it. But I'm to Spence's point. Well, why don't you just cheat?
My point is, if you're caught doing the sexting, you're going to get in so much trouble.
Sure,
you might as well just do it because you're just going to get in trouble.
Sexting comes with actual photos.
Yeah,
because I caught my ex. How I ended up catching him cheating is, yes, I looked through the phone, and there was a picture of his eggplant.
And again, if you're sending pictures, you're an idiot. You are so stupid. So stupid. Have fun at Monster Energy Cup. You're wonderful. Have
Thank
a great
you.
Weekend.
Love you guys.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC. Oh,
sometimes I get a good feeling.
Never underestimate the cheerleader. There's a 17-year-old cheerleader in Texas. Her name is Tyra Winters, and she's riding on a parade float. I'm assuming it's like homecoming or whatever. So this woman, her name is Nicole Hornbeck. She was watching the parade with her kids, and her 2-year-old son starts choking.
Oh, no.
And she had no idea what to do with that. She tried giving him the Heimlich, but she didn't really know how to do it with a little kid, so it didn't work. And by the way, later on this month, we're doing CPR classes for free on the 24th. We'll tell you more about that as it goes along. But truly, everybody should learn.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We really should. Right. And by the way, that's us included. We're all very, I don't know about you guys. I'm excited to learn. I've wanted
too.
My entire life to learn CPR.
Yeah.
So luckily, there is this 17-year-old cheerleader. Her name is Tyra Winters. Happened to be, you know, you're on the parade float. Hey, you're waving.
Hey.
You're looking out in the crowd. Tyra sees what's going on. And she knew what to do because one day she wants to be a pediatric surgeon. And she took CPR classes in 8th grade. So she jumps off the float, grabs the kid. In fact, we will let Tyra's mom pick the story up. Nicole, the kid's mom. Pick the story up from here.
He was just choking, just gasping for air. She came running and she just started performing what I believe is the baby Heimlich on him.
Yeah. And then you listen to Tyra's voice here. She's got a little bit of badass in her.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. She's got some attitude. I like it.
I picked the kiddo up, tilted him downward, and I hit like 2 or 3 good back thrusts. He started spitting up and he was getting everything out. And
pow, pow. Just like that.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Then here's some more with the mom.
To feel so useless as a mother was the most terrifying thing in my life.
He started breathing again, super fun. So I gave the kiddo back to his mom.
Kiddo. She keeps calling him kiddo. Yeah. It went back to Tyra here. She keeps calling him kiddo. And then notice that she goes, yeah, it was super fun.
Super fun. So I gave the kiddo back to his mom, and I ran and jumped back on the float before I missed it. I know they're calling me the town hero. It's super exciting to own that title, but most importantly, I'm just really glad the boy's okay.
She saved my baby.
I do not want to fight this.
No.
I do not.
She's so cool.
But if you missed that, so she grabs the kid, gets him breathing again, and then just hands it back to his mom. It runs off like it's no big deal and jumps back on the float because she realizes if she hangs out, she got no ride. they're going to end up all the way down. And you know, she didn't want to walk. Here's what's great is that Nicole, kid's mom, initially didn't even get Tyra's name because it happened that quick.
Yeah.
She jumps off, helps the kid, hands it back, gone. So she posts about it on Facebook. Somebody at Tyra's school saw it, and Nicole recently met up with her to say thank you in person.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it really, never underestimate the cheerleader, kids. Good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app.
Every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
You know what I just realized? This could end up being the start of like a series. If we just called this the, I don't know, like chapter one. Round one.
Yeah.
Of Can't Beat Kayla.
Oh, good.
It could just be a variety of different games.
Right.
Thank you very much to our friends at Centennial Toyota. Brand new Chet Buchanan Show shirts. Special custom P1 shirts. These have a different feel to them. They're very, honestly, I felt comforted. I put one on, no, I got one of the new ones. And there are 70, my wife goes, can I get one of the new shirts? Because all she had was one of the original rounds of Chet Buchanan Show shirts. She goes, can I get another shirt? Well, of course you can. What color do you want? She says, I don't know. Just give me one of each. Think of that there's like three. And that's what I thought too, in all honesty. So I went back to the lovely people back in promotions. And I said, hey, do you think I could get some shirts for my wife? You know, she wants to wear them out. She wants to represent the show.
Love that.
And so they go, well, what color do you want? Same question. What color do you want? Well, I don't know. Just get her one of each. She looked at me and I go, yeah, I don't care. Just get one of each. I don't care. And they were like, well, I guess it's your name on the shirts. And I go, that has nothing to do with anything. They're our shirts. They're, you know, as a team, it's all of us.
Yeah.
And this girl goes, all right, Madison, who's wonderful. Madison's great. She's kind of looking at me funny. And I'm like, why is she looking at me funny? She comes back. There are literally seven different colors of shirts. I had no idea.
Oh, that's so funny.
And she hands them over to me. And I'm like, I don't need all of these. She goes, I'll take them. All right.
You wanted one of every color. All this right, is what you get.
Fine. You would have thought that I brought my wife jewelry. She was so happy.
That's awesome.
She was like, I could wear one every day of the week and never wear the same color twice. And I went, you are the most adorable person. I love you so much. And honestly, she might do it just to make me laugh, which would be funny. So, Chet Buchanan Show shirts for you at 702-364-9890. You may have noticed Golden Knights music playing.
Yes.
Can't Beat Kayla, Hockey Slang Term Edition.
Oh,
do not start Googling.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to be labeled a cheater.
Cheater McCheater face.
Yeah. No, I will not. This should be interesting.
General hockey knowledge. We'll find out what you know and what you don't.
Oh, good.
And here's the great part about this, too. As everybody, you know, continues to learn in season 3 of the Golden Knights, what you know and what you don't know and what you think about the whole thing. 702-364-9898. Caller number 25, you get to play right now.
Yeah. The Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
98.5.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
We are literally seconds away from high-low. I want to go to Disneyland. We're making a winner today.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, if it doesn't happen by 9 o'clock, I have a plan. If it doesn't happen by 8 o'clock, I have a plan for 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
We will each be assigned a number.
I like that.
And then just pow, pow. But there's a winner today. Oh. And hey, by the way, not for nothing, and then Lil Jess is giving away the last one sometime before.
Yes, I am.
Damn right. Sometime before 2 o'clock. I'd string it out if I were you, but you do what you want.
No,
but
I like the advice.
I wouldn't do it right at 10 o'clock, even though I know you're excited and you want to.
That's what she did yesterday.
Yes,
she was like,
I'm like, why'd you blast that out? Oh, you were thinking, oh, I know what you did. You blasted that one out at 10 o'clock with the idea that you might just trip and fall into one by two.
Yeah.
I got you. I see you. I see you, little Jess. All right, so this is, I believe, what we're going to call Can't Beat Kayla, Hockey Slang Edition. Hello, Emily Luna. We're calling in from Sandy Valley.
Yes, how are you?
How is the cell service in Sandy Valley? I would think sketchy.
It is actually decent if you don't have T-Mobile.
Okay.
Not to throw shade. Yeah.
Well, a little late for that.
But thank you for having all their advertising canceled. We appreciate you.
Shade
Sandy
already
Valley.
Been thrown. Yeah, that's great. Fine. No, that's good. So here's the deal. Kayla, what's your buzzer going to be?
Yeah.
Emily, if I were to ask you what buzzer you would go with, what would be the first thing that would come to mind?
Whoop, whoop.
Excellent. So just buzz in when you know this hockey slang term. All right?
Okay.
The first hockey slang term is celly. Is that A, when an opposing player phones it in, B, a celebration after a goal is scored, or C, the nickname of goalie Kristof Celebrovits of the New York Rangers?
I'll go with
Kayla.
C, the nickname.
Slow down. Don't just assume.
I thought you said Kayla.
Spence will be the judge who buzzes in first. And much like Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown, he shall not be questioned.
Yeah, the Sandy Valley lady was in first.
Oh, you were such a liar.
No, that's what I heard.
Well, I'm questioning, even though I said you shall not be questioned. You're straight up lying.
Well, I can also admit that maybe I wasn't paying attention, so Kayla was first.
You didn't know that you were the judge? My bad.
I wasn't focused in on it.
My bad for not explaining. No, Kayla legitimately was in first.
Okay, I'm going to go with C, the nickname of that dude from the Rangers.
Is it that dude from the Rangers nickname and whatnot?
No,
it was not. It was not. Emily, is it when an opposing player phones it in or a celebration after a goal is scored?
I'm going to go with A.
Is it A, when an opposing player phones it in? No. A celly. Celebration after a goal is scored.
Learn something new.
Now we've learned.
Made sense.
Now we've learned.
When they all huddle.
All right. No points. Yes. Well, more the initial celebration. Like sometimes guys will ride their stick or pump their fist or, you know.
Or they pick up one leg and then they do the ha-ha with their arm, like back and forth.
I'm sorry, they
like,
do the what?
The ha-ha with their arm, like they,
they punch.
They punch, yeah.
No, it's called a ha-ha, Chet, not a punch. It's a ha-ha.
My mistake. No points. We should probably get to number two because we have a lot of it. What is a biscuit? Is it A, the puck,
yeah.
B, Kayla?
I actually know this one. It is the puck.
Is it the puck? Yes, and Kayla takes a one-zip lead. What is the five hole? The seat on the bench nearest the door, the last player selected to skate, or the space between a goalie's leg?
Whoop, whoop.
That is Sandy Valley.
Shame on you, Kayla, because I've explained this to you before.
Yeah.
Emily, what is it?
Would it be C?
Is it C, the space between a goalie's legs? Yes. Yeah. There are five holes. Okay, upper corners are 1 and 2, yeah. Lower corners 3 and 4. Between the legs, that's 5.
Ah, got it.
That's the 5 hole.
Good job.
And you'll hear that a lot. We are tied at 1. Is the crease the area around the net, typically painted blue, a player that can play in tight spaces, or the space between gloves and jersey?
Yeah.
Kayla. Oh, sorry, Spence. I'm just trying to move the game along. Sorry.
I'll just go with A.
Kayla says she'll just go with A. The area around the net, typically painted blue. Kayla is right.
Nice job.
I've been in the crease a couple of times, so I was going with that.
She leads 2-1. What is flow? Flow is that offensive pace, a hockey mom, or long flowing hair?
Emily?
Pace? Yeah. That was the option, right?
What'd you say?
I'm going to go with B, option B.
B, a hockey mom? No. Is flow offensive pace or long flowing hair?
Yeah, I'll go with pace. Yeah, that sounds good.
Is it offensive pace? Technically, yes, but in this particular, when you're using slang, no, it's long flowing hair.
Yeah. William Carlson's got excellent flow.
Yes.
That's very
Carlson's funny. Got great flow. Also, great lettuce, great cabbage. And there's other terms that I can't remember right at the moment. Okay. It is still 2 for Kayla, 1 for Emily Luna as we play Can't Beat Kayla Hockey Slang Edition. Chicklets. Chicklets. Are chicklets?
Yeah.
Kayla.
Kayla.
Busted out teeth, right?
What do you think?
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
It's what? Yeah, it's actually teeth in general. Just chicklets are teeth.
Teeth, okay.
Kayla goes up 3-1.
Oh, my God,
okay,
Emily.
Here's the deal. Emily.
I need to get it together.
Yeah. You can't lose another one to her. She wins the game. A healthy scratch is that a stick to the face, an uninjured roster player who does not dress for a game, or an itch requiring the removal of gear to get to. Healthy scratch.
Yeah.
Kayla.
I'll go with the player that doesn't play.
Emily, you need to buzz in.
I don't know.
I know.
are you referring to option B?
Option B, the player that doesn't play.
The uninjured roster player who does not dress for a game?
Yes.
That is a healthy scratch. Yeah. A healthy scratch. Kayla's up 4-1, but let's keep playing.
Okay.
Is a Geno a goal, a selfish player, or a guy in the front row who won't stop slapping the glass?
Kayla.
I'm going with C, guy slapping the glass, because he's obnoxious, like a Geno.
Because Genos are obnoxious? Oh, that's interesting.
No, that's a hell of a guess.
Oh!
Is a Geno a goal or a selfish player, Emily?
I'm going to say a selfish player.
No, it's a goal. It's actually a goal because, because it's a G. It's a G. When you look at the stat sheet, it's a G. So they just call it a Geno.
Well, interesting. Okay.
It just is. Is a flamingo a goal celebration when a player lifts one leg and skates around, a player that lifts his leg to avoid getting hit by a shot, or a player with extraordinary balance?
Yeah.
Kayla.
A bird.
Let me be me, Chet.
Is it? Okay, nowhere on here does it say bird. So no. Emily, is it a goal celebration when a player lifts one leg and skates around? Is it a player that lifts his leg to avoid getting hit by a shot or a player with extraordinary balance?
I'm going to say A. I hope it's right because this is embarrassing.
Well,
it's not.
No, it's the guy that lifts his leg to avoid getting hit by a shot, and it's usually he's pretty stationary, so he just lifts. He looks like a flamingo.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, just one more. Because has this game gone on too long? A, yes. B, no. Oh, there you go. Okay. Okay, are pillows, the goaltender's pads, a goal that put...
Ooh, Emily.
Oh. Emily, and by the way, I don't know if you knew, this last one is worth 7, because, it's 7 games for the Stanley. You got to win 4 out of 7. So one's worth 7 game-winning points for Emily. What are pillows?
I'm going to go with A, which you were about to say. Is the goalie's padding?
Strangely enough, I was about to say that. And strangely enough, she's right! Emily wins!
Yes. Good job, Emily!
Emily wins!
Thank you. Kayla's a savage, though. She deserves to win.
She's a something. I'm going to tell you that. She's a something. Chet Buchanan Show shirts. Give her a couple of them just because she's good people. And we need representation in Sandy Valley.
Yes.
You got it.
Real funny. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. 98.5
KLUC. That is the official music for High Low. I want to go to Disneyland. Who is our official contestant, Lil Jess?
Bethany Hudson of Henderson.
Hey, Bethany Hudson of Henderson. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Outstanding. We're the good. Low number, Kayla, is?
001.
And the high number is?
418.
You kind of did also give a little extra help.
Yeah.
So what's the number you're guessing, Bethany?
I am going to go with 234.
234 is brilliant. I think we would have had... a better clue had it been 234.
Yeah, right? Because it's as easy as,
Yeah.
Not 1, 2, 3, but...
No, I'm saying... Well, but we already said eliminate the ones. Yeah, no, yeah, I'm saying, yeah. But... No, 234... 234 is a really, really smart guess.
Nope. Too low.
Oh, yeah, geez, too low. Yeah, and there wasn't much more that we could do there, you know, with that to try and steer you in that direction. And I'm still not sure what we could do. So
we'll think about it.
You know what? Keep it in the twos.
Yeah.
Ah, smart.
I'll say that. So officially, right now, the low number is
234.
And the high number is
418.
Yeah, but keep it in the twos.
Keep in the twos.
Bethany, we thank you, and we will play again coming up at 8 o'clock, all right?
Thank you. I'll try again.
Okay, good. And keep listening, because we'll come up with something else.
Okay.
We were not just going to straight up blurt it out yet.
Yet.
That comes later. but, all right, Spence's Challenge next.
Makes you happy in the morning.
Playing the songs you like.
Fresh podcasts go up every day at KLUC.com and on the radio.com app. Just search Chip Buchanan.
Okay, now, can we play now?
Yes, let's
now
do it.
Okay, now we can.
Spence's Challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
What are you yelling about?
He grabbed my hair when he walked by.
He's touchy. Honestly, he's going to get himself called into HR. He feels our company is, you know, is downsized a bunch of different stuff. So I don't, where's HR out of now? Denver?
Denver, I think.
Yeah, so that's a long ways.
Yeah.
It's a long flight. But yeah, he thinks he can get away with stuff now.
He can pull my hair anytime.
Oh, my God.
Just saying. It was so... Uh-oh.
Well, and then Spence's challenge took a turn. All of a sudden, things got real different.
I know, I'm like hot all of a sudden. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, you
like,
are.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, you don't even care right now, do you?
You know what it is? Jess has got one of those tones in her voice, too, that it's like she can literally make anything sexy. Like, say, spaghetti dinner.
Spaghetti dinner.
Yeah, that's sexy, right?
No, but spaghetti. No, no, no. What she's got in her voice right now is if you say spaghetti dinner and then Lil Jess goes, mm-hmm, spaghetti dinner.
With meatballs.
With meatballs. All of that. And warm French bread.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Crusty on the outside, soft on the inside.
Mm, honey.
Well, should probably focus on the job at hand.
Expense challenge.
Welcome to Friday, everybody. all right, who's our contestant?
Melina Clark from the Southwest. Well,
hello, Melina Clark.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, it's a little steamy in here. I don't know what's going on.
Nice.
It's Friday. Five questions, 30 seconds, pop culture ripped from the headlines. We do not say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter?
Because it's just something silly that we do because pass is boring. Yep. Jim Bob Cooter is much more fun. And are you going to cooter today?
Not today.
Why would you?
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today. Not today.
30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. And here we go. We're also playing for, let's do the Skate America passes.
That's awesome.
Do you want, hey, Melina, if you tie Spence, do you want Skate America passes?
Sure.
Okay, we'll do that then. Skate America passes and the cage.
All right.
All right, time starts when I read the first one. Here we go. Melina, what iconic publication, which is now under new management, laid off reportedly half of its staff yesterday?
Vogue.
Oh, no. Gigi Hadid and Tyler Hamilton are no longer dating. What show might you know Tyler from?
The Bachelor.
What classic rock group is going to play a, quote, underwater concert, sort of, in Australia?
You too.
Ooh. New York Comic Con went nuts for the first look at the new movie Free Guy. Who's that starring?
Jim Bob Cooter.
And we'll let you do awesome. Who was spotted having dinner with Steve Jobs' widow, but it was probably just business? 3 seconds. Gotta go.
Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name. Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Spence.
Can I ask a question?
Yes. What the hell was going on in here?
No, I always feel like there's another show going on that I'm just totally not a part of. And I get I'm out of the room. I get that.
Well,
but really, I can see Jet through Jess's door, and she's just having a great time in there and laughing her. And I'm like, and then I peek through this door, and Kayla's throwing her head back, and I'm like, what the hell am I missing?
It got weird and sexual, and I'm not sure how.
Jess took it
and
sexy.
I don't know. Yeah, Jess took it sexy.
You pulled Kayla's hair, and it
Oh, she that's was what jealous.
Oh, no, we were talking about how you're going to HR, but we don't have HR anymore.
Yeah.
So you have to go to Denver.
That's good luck on that flight.
And yeah, and how you, and I, because Kayla yelled, and I go, what are you yelling about? She goes, he pulled my hair. And I go, he's getting very touchy. And I think it's because he knows that HR is in Denver.
No, so you didn't have to worry about
I
it.
I just went by and just. Like, yeah, well, I know.
Yeah, but still, you can't touch people. It's 2019.
Well, in apparently, any way, he shape, could touch. Form. He could touch Jess, apparently, because she really was quite jealous of the whole thing.
He could pull my hair anytime.
I'm well aware of her affections. Yes.
And I went, yeah, this got weird. And then it seemed that she didn't mind if it was Kayla pulling her hair either.
What was really funny at our HR director's going away party, Doris was leaving, and then Jess declared that I was hers and grabbed me into a bear hug and pulled me onto her bar stool.
You are my, my God.
This is why I don't go to those things.
This is why.
You know what it is? You know what they call it? Plausible deniability.
Right?
Yep.
I wasn't there.
That means I don't know nothing because I wasn't there. Which, by the way, final exam answer. Why doesn't Chet go to any of the outside work functions at KLUC? Plausible deniability.
Funny.
That way when stuff goes down, I wasn't there, I didn't see nothing. And that's the truth. We should probably focus back over here.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Spence's challenge. Same five questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. And now he's all discombobulated and whatnot, not focusing. And now you know what he looks like right now? He looks like me last night, right before the Rams tried to kick that field goal that they missed. He looks like me. I'm staring through my fingers. I'm like, oh, God.
Got to get through today.
Oh, I hate everything. Time starts when I read the first one. Here we go. Mr. Spence.
Yes, Chip.
What iconic publication under new management laid off reportedly half of their staff yesterday?
Sports Illustrated.
Oh, no. Gigi Hadid and Tyler Hamilton are no longer dating. What show might you know him from?
Supernatural.
What classic rock group is going to play an underwater concert, sort of, in Australia?
Kiss.
Oh, New York Comic Con went nuts for the first look at the new movie Free Guy. Who's that starring?
Chet's man, Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm. Who was spotted having dinner with Steve Jobs' widow, but it was probably just business?
The Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
What do you want?
Can I ask a question about number two? Did you say Tyler Hamilton?
What is it?
It's Tyler Cameron.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, I just didn't know if that was if they did the headline wrong.
Tyler Hamilton's on Supernatural.
Shut up, he isn't.
I get this wrong. I'm filing a protest with the corporate office.
Again, I bring in the term plausible deniability.
Book me a flight to Denver.
You know where your protest starts and ends? Right here, brother. Right here.
That's true.
I don't think it matters.
Oh, okay. Well, good. I withdraw my protest.
What iconic publication under new management laid off reportedly half of its staff yesterday? Why doesn't it matter? Because Melina said.
Vogue.
And Spence said.
Sports Illustrated.
And I'm pretty sure that. Yeah, that's. I'm pretty sure at this point it no longer matters. Oh no! Gigi Hadid and whatever that dude was that she was dating aren't dating anymore. What show was that dude from? And Melina said.
The Bachelor.
Ooh, so close. And Spence.
Supernatural.
Yeah. Note The Bachelorette.
Yes.
He was on The Bachelorette. Tyler, what's his name?
Tyler Cameron.
Yeah, I don't care.
Tyler Hamilton, star of Supernatural.
Tyler C. Tyler C.
Let me tell you how much I don't care. Still one for Spence.
Got it.
What classic rock group is going to play an underwater concert, an, quote, underwater concert, sort of, in Australia? Melina said.
You too?
This is why it still doesn't matter. And Spence said.
Kiss.
Kiss is going to do this thing, but.
Booyah! Booyah!
What? This thing's a ripoff. It is. So Kiss is going to be on one boat. The people, the eight people, are going to be on the other boat. And they're going to take them out. They're going to take them out there, and they're going to put them on a submarine. And Kiss is still going to be on a boat. And then they're going to be around where the great white sharks are. And the eight people on this thing, and it's only like $50 to do it. Cool. And it's dumb.
Okay.
It's just dumb, but the headline's everywhere, so what the hell?
Yeah. I saw the headline and did not read past that.
Yeah. Yeah.
glad I didn't.
So it's two zip spins. New York Comic Con went nuts for the first look at the new movie Free Guy, starring whom? Melina said,
Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob, the new movie starring Free Guy. Jim Bob Cooter found work. He's starring in the new movie Free Guy. Spence said,
Jets man Ryan Reynolds.
Of course, I'm going to put the Ryan Reynolds story in there.
Booyah, booyah, booyah.
Three for Spence. And who was spotted having dinner with Steve Jobs' widow, but it was probably just business. And Melina said,
And then she ran out of time.
And Spence said,
Ben Affleck.
But again, we believe, although I was like, well, what kind of magical powers does Ben Affleck have?
Remember, what was that movie? We saw an example of his magic powers.
Oh, below the equator?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And he's an attractive man.
He is an attractive man.
But we believe it's just business. And for Spence, it's all business. With one,
booyah!
And two,
booyah!
And three, booyah! And four.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
P1s are the good people that listen to this show on purpose.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And for that, we thank you.
I have the biggest smile right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, little Jess, who's on the phone?
That is Valerie Gomez of Jean.
Hey, what's up, Val? You're a winner.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
How are you guys?
Thank you. We're pretty good. How about you? Is this a longer story than we have time for? That's never good when you go, oh, we're good, how are you? And they go, yeah. That's not good. Is there something in Jean that we should know about?
No, nothing much, just our little town.
Yeah, but I mean, like, do we all need to meet up at Terrible's Roadhouse and go to White Castle and talk about it?
Always. Let's go.
I could be convinced. Yeah. I'm not going
to
lie.
We'll grab the food. We'll go to the Red Bull Lounge, which is right there. We will not leave.
That's it.
Yep.
Well, good. Well, you've got four tickets to Skate America. Congratulations. And through all of that, you've got four tickets to Skate America, and you've got free therapy from us. And all of that might not even be the best part.
Okay.
You're the best.
This is hilarious.
Okay.
Valerie, you're not much of a talker, are you?
I'm not. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. The best part of this whole thing is Kayla's got a joke.
Let's hear it, Kayla.
Why are anger management classes so popular these days?
Why are
anger management classes so popular these days?
They're all the rage.
They're all the rage.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLQC. If you're listening on purpose, you're a P1.
All right.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So tomorrow, UNLV football takes on Boise State at Sam Boyd Stadium. There's only a couple more home games left. There's only like three home games left.
Right.
And then Sam Boyd Stadium goes away forever.
Yes.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know that there
as
are...
As far as UNLV football goes, it goes away.
I
got to
be honest. I'd put up condos. I mean, truly. What do you... I mean...
Sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know how all that works. I really don't. I'm sorry if I'm offending somebody who's going, hey, wait. I own Sam Boyd Stadium.
I am Sam Boyd. What are you talking about?
I'd still like to have Monster Jam there. You know what I mean? Or whatever. But you gotta believe all that stuff's going to move.
Yeah.
You got to believe it'll all move.
I agree.
A lot of it. But here's the real deal. So since we're coming to the end of UNLV's involvement at Sam Boyd Stadium, because we move to Allegiant Stadium next year, we're going to have the Scarlet and Gray Showcase outdoors at Sam Boyd Stadium tomorrow before the Rebel game against Boise State.
Oh, fun. Cool. Okay.
So come and tailgate. Yeah. Tailgate, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Make your way over. 6 o'clock is our start time for the Scarlet and Gray Showcase. Meet the new look running Rebels.
Right.
And the Lady Rebels, too. Don't forget about that. Yep. Lady Rebels will be there. And then we'll do the Scarlet and Gray Showcase stuff, you know, run some drills and, you know, do some stuff. And you meet the players and get to see them dunk and whatnot. And then we'll go inside and do the football game against Boise State.
That's awesome.
So I think it's really cool, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And this team, so we had a meeting the other day. We have a little production meeting getting ready for the football game. And I said, anybody been to practice yet? Watch the basketball team? Yeah, went over there. What do you think? And they went, intense.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, really
good to hear.
Intense is what has been said. And that's the word that's used by a lot of people. I think this is going to be a really fun year for Rebel basketball. And they're not even expecting, you know, like the really good stuff till next year.
Yeah, 2020 looks good.
2020 looks really, really good.
Awesome.
But 2019, going to be a lot of fun too. So again, Scarlet and Gray Showcase tomorrow. Then, we've already clarified a number of things. With high, low, I want to go to Disneyland. Like we said, keep it in the twos. Right?
Yeah, that's what we said.
We've assigned numbers. This will ensure that we'll have a winner by 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Spence, the number that's been assigned to you is?
1.
Kayla, the number that's been assigned to you is?
6.
And if we have to tell you any more than that, you won't be able to find Disneyland even with GPS. I mean, honestly, yeah. I think it'll probably be, it'll be difficult for you. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm not over.
That's great.
Pretty easy, right?
That's good. That's good.
Yes.
So who goes first at 8 o'clock? Spence or Kayla? Or Kayla or Spence will play in 5 minutes.
Come on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
98.5.
Yeah.
KLQC.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
It's Friday, y'all.
Woo!
Time to play High Low. I want to go to Disneyland. I'm not resetting nothing. Caller number 25 at 702-364-9898. It's on you.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's on you right now. There's no reason. There's no reason why you shouldn't win.
And for listening, you should be rewarded. So if you've been listening, then you should get it.
Exactly.
See, you're making a lot of sense, Spence.
Thank you, Chad.
Making a lot of sense. This is what, you know what I mean? Get the t-shirts made. Spence is right.
Yep.
He's right there. He right. So while you do that, call 702-364-9898. And 2 games into the season, we get to do this again.
Beat the Sharks, do 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 do. Beat the Sharks, do 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 do. Beat the Sharks, do 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 do. Beat the Sharks. Drown the Sharks, do 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 do. Drown the Sharks, do 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 do. Drown the Sharks, do 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 do. Drown the Sharks. Hate the Sharks, do 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 do. Hate the Sharks, do 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 do. Hate the Sharks, do 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 do. Hate the Sharks. San Jose sucks, do 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 do. San Jose sucks, do 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 do. San Jose sucks, do 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 do. San Jose sucks. Don't wear teal, do 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 do. Don't wear teal, do 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 do. Don't wear teal, do 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 do. Don't wear teal. Go Knights, go do 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 do. Go Knights, go do 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 do. Go Knights, go do 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 do. Go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go.
Yeah.
Yes. Go Knights. Go. How great is this? How many times do we play San Jose in a year? 8?
Yeah.
Don't we play them 8?
I thought it was less than that, but some of
sounds
between,
right to yeah. me.
Okay, so if it's even less than that.
It's less than that.
My point being that we're getting 2 of those out of the way in the first week of the season. First 2 games, it's twice playing San Jose. That could be big later on.
Yep.
Especially if you handle business tonight.
Oh, yeah.
It's very exciting.
Biggest game of the year, man.
It's biggest game of the year so far. Isn't that the truth? And The biggest high-low. I want to go to Disneyland. Since the last time. Happens right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, 98.5. KLQC.
All right, nobody's saying nothing.
Got it.
Okay.
Except for Lil Jess. Who's our contestant?
Daniela Velez from Henderson.
How do you feel about her? She got it?
Yeah, she.
Daniela, how do you feel about it? You got it?
I think so. I heard something.
No shot. No shot. Zero shot.
I believe in you. You can do it.
Zero shot.
Okay.
I don't believe in her at all.
Oh, obviously.
You got it, Daniela.
Daniela, do you need us to give you the high numbers and the low numbers again?
If I heard them correctly, I think I have them.
Oh, maybe she's got it.
All right.
I'm starting to become more confident.
Yes.
I literally went, you know, on a football game, and they go, well, they have a 10% chance of winning, and then they make a big pass. Now they have a 38% chance of winning.
That's exactly.
Okay.
That's where we're at, yes.
Let's just take a swing at this.
Okay.
What do you think the number is, Daniela?
I think 6. Or am I wrong?
Well, you think the number is 6.
Yeah, I heard 1% or 6, unless you said.
You're not playing. Okay,
Hang on.
Let's pretend that didn't just happen.
Reset.
Okay, let's pretend. Let's pretend that didn't just happen, and then so.
98.5. KLQC.
Hey, Lil Jess, who's on the phone?
Daniela Velez.
From what part of town is she from?
Henderson.
From Henderson? Yeah. Oh, good.
How confident are you in her, John?
How do you feel about her?
100%.
I go back to my original statement, no shot. Okay, so the low number, Kayla, is?
234.
And the high number is?
418.
So it can't be 6.
234. Okay.
Yeah. 234 is the low number. The high number is 418. You've missed other key elements to this equation.
But, okay, 206.
206.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Final answer?
I guess, yeah.
Nope.
Too low.
Sorry.
Which is really weird because the low number was already 234.
Yeah. So what happens now?
You went even lower than the low. Yeah, it just resets.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my daughter. She was messing with me here in the car.
Yes.
So
when in doubt,
trying
blame.
To turn up the radio.
That's what I'm talking about. When in doubt, blame the kids. This is what I'm saying.
Typically,
when in,
the kids
yeah,
fall.
In doubt, blame. All right, Daniela, thank you very much.
Sorry,
have a great
buddy.
Day.
Thank you.
We'll see you. Sorry, buddy. That was chaos. Did I outsmart us? With you know what I mean? That would like, and by outsmart, like, was my clue too stupid?
No, I don't think it was stupid at all.
I think there is someone out there that has the number because they've listened to both.
I think there are plenty.
Yeah.
By the
yeah.
way, dopes, don't put it on social media if you have it.
Yeah.
Jay Stu.
Yeah, right? Mm.
Think about it. I mean, I get that. I mean, that's lovely.
It's important for people to feel like they're right. And you can emphasize that by doing that on social media. But don't do that.
No, don't.
Be happy that you know it yourself.
Yeah, or just say, I know it. Fine. And then we'll believe
right.
you.
We will.
All right. Do we need to do more with this?
Nope.
We'd already said keep it in the twos, right?
Mm-hmm. Keep it in
We'd
the twos.
We'd already said keep it in the twos. What did she say the number? What's the low number now?
206.
Okay. So we already said, so this still, no, it doesn't fully work.
The previous low number, though, was 234. That's important.
Okay,
to
the
note.
Previous number was 234. I said keep it in the twos.
Yep.
We assigned numbers. Spence, your number was?
It was 1.
And your number was?
6.
Okay, and then you just have to tell who's going to go first. Kayla's going to go first or Spence is going to go first. I think it's rather obvious now.
I know. I know. I know the
well,
number.
Then stay off of social media right now.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, we'll play again. And by the way, don't call Lil Jess and badger her right now. She can't do anything about it. Just everybody chill out until we play High Low. I want to go to Disneyland again coming up at 9 o'clock.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen to it every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
We are going to go commercial free till all the way till the end of the show.
Okay.
In just a second. And by if we don't have a winner for High Low, I want to go to Disneyland at 9 o'clock. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, Jacob Toronto has a review of The Joker, too.
Oh, good. I'm
okay,
excited.
You know I'm not a movie theater guy.
Right.
A lot. I've softened on that stance recently, but my wife and I, the minute we can get out of this show, the very next screening, my wife and I are going.
Yep.
Okay.
Get it.
Today to go see the Joker. So, with all of that in mind, here we go. It's another exclusive presentation. Let's check in Cannon Show. And Spencer's.
Song.
Of the week. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's your buddy Spence.
Hey, it's Golden Knights time. Game two tonight against San Jose, and we're ready to go. Hey, Vegas hockey's back.
Yep.
Flower, Schmitty, Stoner, Marchie, and Patch.
Yep.
The Fortress and Medieval Maniacs.
Yep.
Wednesday was 1 week ass shark attack.
Yep. Take it to the chorus.
VGK. We're Vegas strong, and that is how we play. Don't want no sharks, ducks, kings, canucks, or flay.
Uh-huh.
The cup and three if we have it our way.
Take it to the bridge.
Get your hockey on.
Shot score!
Get your hockey on.
William Carlson!
Get your hockey on.
Riley Smith!
Get your hockey on.
Carson Schultz!
Get your hockey on.
Tuck score!
Get your hockey on. Get your hockey on. Get your hockey on. Hey, Vegas, hockey's back.
Yep!
Why you Bill Riley Smith, England McNabb?
Yep!
Come to T-Mobile, we'll give you a smash.
Yep.
Like Revo when you overwater grass.
Yep.
Reality check. There are big fines if you don't change the watering clock.
Hey, Vegas, hockey's back.
Just a friendly reminder. Ryan Reeves style.
Ryan Reeves style. And Spencer's song of the week style. Nice job, bro. Go, let's go.
Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
We should probably have a winner for Hilo. I want to go to Disneyland coming up at 9 o'clock. We're commercial free until at least 9:40, which is when the show ends.
Yeah.
Commercial free till the end. We've given a number of clues. We said keep the number in the twos. The low number right now is what?
The low number is 206.
Oh, yeah. Even though the low number before that was 234.
Yeah.
They decided to go off and do their own thing the last time.
Yep.
And then we assigned numbers. We assigned numbers. Spence, your number was?
1.
And what was your number?
6.
Okay. We'll play at 9 o'clock.
I like this. It's a bit of a challenge.
I think we'll have a winner.
Yeah, I think so too.
There is a little challenge. Yeah. We're not just handing it over.
Exactly.
But here's the beauty of it. Because then you know that little Jess will just blurt it out.
She just will.
Yeah. You know, at 10 o'clock, if it gets around to 10 o'clock, you'd be like, hey!
Be like, it's 1-1-1.
It's not that.
It's
not,
no.
I don't want to confuse people. No. You know, that last time, we were a little confused. So in any event, that's all coming up. Not yet, though. Don't get too excited. Joker opens today. Here to ruin all the good things that you've heard about that movie.
Such an honor.
No, Jacob Toronto, ChasingCinema.com. We kid because we care, and we kid because we're buddies.
How are we doing, guys?
We're doing all right. We'll see after your 6 words.
Right.
Your 6-word cinema review for Joker.
No clowning around. Joaquin's Joker kills.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice. I'm hearing Oscar worthy.
So I think there's a lot of controversy around the character, and I think, of course, many of you all probably know the Oscars have become very, very political. So I think if anything happens with him not getting a nomination, at least, it'll be because of the controversial character, all the stuff going on with the warnings and all that stuff. So I think there is a possibility that might not happen.
It's so sad because there's really no other way you can do this.
Yeah, it's tough.
If it's the Joker origin story.
Yep.
You know, then what else are you supposed to do?
I agree.
Yeah, I don't. It's just sad, but I hear the movie is amazing. I hear he is amazing. The comment that I heard last night was Joaquin Phoenix is even better than Heath Ledger's Joker. Confirm or deny?
That's so tough because they play
such opposite characters.
It's different.
Yeah, they're
right?
very different. It's very much different. Two different performances. Just it's like Robert De Niro and Marlon Brando playing Don Vito. I mean, they both play the same character, but they're both completely different characters. I think the thing to know going into this is that this is not a comic book movie. You know, this movie was inspired by Taxi Driver, by The King of Comedy, by movies that are really deep character studies about, you know, people who really kind of fall off the deep end. The comic aspect is definitely in second place here. But because of that, the movie's really good. I think comic book fans, and particularly fans of the Joker, who's arguably one of the greatest villains and most, you know, talked about villains in comic book history, who've always felt that comic book characters deserve this kind of more attention and this deeper look. But this movie, Todd Phillips, you know, the guy who brought us Hangover, really tries to dig deep into society and talk about all these really heavy topics, all while centraling his camera just around this guy who's really going for it. Joaquin's the best part of the movie. I don't think the movie is as good as his performance. I think his performance is something people will talk about, but I think the movie falls on certain tropes that we've just seen too many times.
What's a trope?
Cliche.
Oh, okay, I got you.
You have like an
excellent word.
It's like an empathetic side to the Joker, right? Like you feel for him because people have pushed him.
I think that's kind of one of the hard lines that Todd Phillips has to walk, because he has to let us at least care about this character to want to watch this evolution.
Right.
But then he has to cross this line in which he becomes an unsympathetic character. And I think Todd Phillips kind of struggles with that the entire movie. But I think the movie is not so much about us creating the Joker, but I think the movie kind of puts a mirror to us and asks us, do we allow characters like this to emerge with, you know, I mean, they talk about healthcare. We talk about the division in society of rich and poor. I mean, there's so much here to really dive into that this movie is just kind of more of like, where do these characters come from and how do people with mental illness fall through the cracks?
Yeah, and even in the trailer, you see all that. It's like, well, no, we did this.
Yeah, interesting. And it's only kind of, but I mean, there's a lot of give and take there, because obviously nothing is for sure. We can say this character is sympathetic. Of course, his story is sympathetic. It is, but then there is that point in which we have to be responsible for our actions. And that's why it makes it hard to talk about.
And by we, I mean those other
people. By we, I mean
the people who treat him poorly and all that. But he's also got enough inside.
Yeah, there's a couple parts in the movie where you're like, okay, this isn't where I'm supposed to detach myself here. But unfortunately, people who feel oppressed and angry really make him their martyr. And I think the movie is kind of talking about who we choose to make our martyrs and who we choose to make our idols. And if we just need to look and open our eyes wider.
How many popcorns?
I'd give it 3.5 popcorns. Because, I mean, it is a really engaging, great watch.
You're stuck on 3.5. You're stuck on 3 and 3.5.
Because I think the movie does a few things involving the Wayne family.
3 3/4?
No, because the movie goes in this comic area towards the end where I think it does, it goes into this side storyline that I don't think needed
to be. What does it take to get a 4 out of you?
I'm trying to think of the last time you gave a 4.
Have you ever given a 4?
He's given one 4.
Get Out.
I gave
Get Out.
Get
you,
out.
Gave, you gave Get Out 4.
I gave Us 4, and I gave Once Upon a Time in Hollywood a 4.
Did you give Endgame?
I did not give Endgame.
People hate Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah, and
people
Us,
are wrong.
What was Us?
I'm here.
That's right.
Us was the Jordan Peele movie. The other Jordan Peele movie.
Yeah,
that was really, really good.
Yeah. All right, fine. And okay, I'm going, if everything works right, we get out of here on time. My wife just texted me, noon. I'm going at noon today.
Go, people will enjoy it. They'll get a kick out of it. Yeah.
If you like
Taxi Driver and you like those kind of really deep character studies, you'll get a kick.
We're going to the fancy movie theater. Should I have a whiskey or no?
You should always have a whiskey at the fancy movie theater.
All right, good. That's, you know what? Then it's settled. I'm gonna. It's Friday. Why not? Well, good. But overall, you dug it?
Yeah, overall, I dug it. I think a lot of people will dig it. I think they're going to be scared. I mean, disturbed was the main word that I heard last night out of the second time I saw the movie. I think there's a lot of things you could dig and kind of keep looking at. I enjoyed it.
Jacob Toronto, ChasingCinema.com.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, starting your workday with commercial-free music.
Commercial-free.
Yes.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Any of you guys have LASIK? Spence, you had LASIK. Didn't you have the LASIK?
Done, 10, 15 years ago.
Do they put you out?
No.
They don't.
Oh,
do they
really?
Drug you? Do they drug you up?
They gave me, I think, a pill, just like a Valium or whatever, to calm down.
So you're not jerking around while they're trying to.
And they did the laser thing. It took like 7 minutes an eye. It was amazingly quick. It was totally amazing.
So is there a reason why I don't fully understand this? I believe isn't the clip that we have here of Taylor Swift? It's post LASIK, right?
Yes.
It's LASIK.
Yes.
Why is she being like this then? She's tripping out on her mom's, of course. moms are always the best ones for this. You have the procedure. They've got you knocked out on the meds, and then you get irrational about stuff. And this is Taylor. After LASIK surgery,
she found a snack.
She wants the banana that her mother has.
She found a snack.
It wasn't the one I wanted.
Stop. You can't cry. That's not supposed to be what you're doing.
And I try to get this
okay,
one.
Okay, I'm going to get the other one for you. Okay.
I wanted this one, but what do we do with this now?
I'll eat it. It's mine.
But it doesn't have a head.
Honey, it's fine. I don't need a head.
Okay, I'm fine.
Don't. You don't want to cry. That's not what you want to do.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to cry.
No.
I can't imagine.
Now, they do give you a pill afterward because they know it's going to burn. So maybe that's what it is.
So she got it. They gave her painkillers and they attached glasses to her face, like taped glasses down. So she was wearing like what looks like goggles.
So you've seen this?
I've seen the video.
I haven't seen it. I've only heard it.
So she pulls off. The funny thing is she pulls off a banana and when you hear her say, that's not the one I wanted, it's because she has the banana and it's been pulled off. And now you have to eat it because it's kind of open. And she's like, this is not the one I want.
Sometimes it doesn't go your way.
Don't fall asleep eating a banana, okay?
I'm not asleep. My mind is alive.
That's great. That's great. I go so back and forth on Taylor Swift. Sometimes she sometimes she makes me crazy. And then there are other times like, who's better than you on this planet?
The Jeff Buchanan Show, 98.5. KLQC.
Official high-low, I want to go to Disneyland music engaged. Semi-guaranteed winner, attitude in place.
Okay.
I think. Maybe. Sort of. Lil Jess, who we got?
Michelle Ramirez from the West Side.
How do you feel? How do you feel about it? Dubs up.
She's from the West Side. So yes. I'm gonna take a gamble on her.
So she's hard, yeah, you like it?
I think so.
Like it.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
I was going to say, we can hear you breathing.
She's got it.
Yeah, you think you got this?
I hope so, because I've been in and out listening to you guys. I heard you guys this morning, and then I stepped in to get donuts, came back out. So, I hope so.
I hope you enjoy those donuts.
Well, so, we've been told that we do have to make this official. So, the low number is?
206.
And the high number is?
418.
Uh-huh. Michelle Ramirez of the West Side. No pressure, but... I mean, honestly.
We want a winner.
You should know. To be honest, I don't even care anymore.
Right?
I just think it's even more fun if not. All right. What's the number?
276.
I'm sorry, what?
276.
Well, can you help me understand where you came up with that?
I don't know. You said, I don't know. It just came to my mind.
Okay. Are you sure, Michelle?
No, but yeah.
Did you hear when we assigned numbers earlier?
No, as I said, I was in and out listening to you guys.
Mm-mm. What lesson have we learned here? You miss a little. You miss a lot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, 276. Final answer?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
Nope. Too high.
Oh. Michelle. Are you sure you didn't mean 261?
I heard you guys say something about that, but I didn't pay attention.
Well,
you know what?
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Oh, you missed the riveting macrame conversation we just had while that song
was. It was quite riveting. Actually, I love macrame.
Actually, we were talking about, yes, that Kayla does love macrame. And then she goes, you asked me what I bought. And I said, I don't think I did. I don't think I asked what you bought. And she goes, you did the other day. And isn't that every conversation that you've had mm-hmm. with a semi-significant other?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, you did like, the other day, but come
you
on.
You're like, yeah, you asked me what I bought the other day. Yeah. Macrame. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Coolio.
Don't even ask me.
No, I'm not.
You look like a macrame girl. I gotta be honest.
I'm thinking you're talking about macaroni and cheese. This
there
whole
you
time.
Go.
Different.
No. Very different.
Completely different.
Who is contestant number one?
Sadie Winters of Summerlin.
Oh, hey. How about that? Hello, Sadie. What's your buzzer going to be?
Go night.
Okay. You don't want the second go on the end of that, or you just
got to earn it?
No, no. I just want one. I feel like the extra one's going to make me slow.
Okay.
I love that. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot, only because I saw her on Twitter last night, how hot is LA Rams coach Sean McVay? Scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, my God. He's like a solid 8. Solid.
Is that
only
true?
An 8?
Is 8, is yeah. 8 a good score for you?
8's a really good score because I don't know how tall he is. That makes or breaks it for me. I'm 5'7", so you got to have it or that it's all gone. But once I know his height, he might go up.
If you're wearing heels, I think you got him.
Yeah, because he's not taller than 6 foot.
He's like 5'9". He's like 5'9". Yeah, well, maybe.
And
I don't
there
know.
You go.
I don't
I'm 5'7". I love heels, so yeah. I can't give him the 9
maybe,
or 10.
Yeah, maybe not. And who is contestant number 2?
She is driving to Fresno State, and her name is Sol Diaz from the East Side.
Well, hello, Sol Diaz. And what's your buzzer going to be?
Go Fresno.
Go Fresno.
Go Fresno.
Oh, my God.
It's already minus one
no
point
one
for you.
No one has ever said that.
Yeah, please go.
It's already minus one for you.
What? Well, it would be Go Dogs, but that's too gang-affiliated, so go Fresno.
Okay, we'll stay away from the gang affiliations. Yes, that's good.
That's great. Awesome. Are you being great. Are you being held against your will to drive to Fresno?
No, I'm heading home. I have my high school reunion.
Let me. You know what's awesome? You know what's great, too? People, and everybody else jokes about Fresno. Everybody makes jokes about Fresno. Mm-hmm. People who are from Fresno really love Fresno. Yeah. And yeah, honestly, and everybody should be nicer.
Yeah,
they Fresno. Should. And they shouldn't call it the Reno of California. They shouldn't do that.
I am not going to be one of those people that's nicer about Fresno. But I'm just saying. But people who love Fresno really love Fresno. Spence will be the judge of who buzzes in first. He shall not be questioned. Kayla will be the asker of the questions. And here's question one.
So who was Miley Cyrus spotted kissing in an L.A. grocery store yesterday? Was it Austin Mahone, Justin Long, or Cody Simpson?
Good night.
Saudi.
Cody Simpson.
Saudi says Cody Simpson, and she is correct.
I wish it was the produce manager. That would have been a better story.
I was going to put some random dude.
Which, by the way, also correct, Cody Simpson. That's the first time I've heard that name in ages.
And what's funny is that he is the produce manager.
Yes. One zip, Saudi. Question two.
Camila Cabello dropped a song last night called What? Cry For Me. All these Instagram followers, or he knows me.
Go night.
She says confidently, maybe. Saudi.
Yeah, clearly I don't know this one. What was the last one?
He knows me.
I'm going to go with he knows me.
Is it he knows me? No.
Soul, is the song called Cry For Me, or All These Instagram Followers?
Cry For Me?
Cry For Me? Is that what you said?
Yes.
And you're right.
Yep.
And pleased to be enjoying this clip of Cry For Me by Camila Cabello. I want you to cry for me, cry for me. Say you die for me, die for me. And if you can't, then baby, lie for me, lie for me. Cause you hold me when I'm dreaming. And it's time you know the feeling. So baby, won't you cry for me, cry for me. I'm interested.
Sure.
I just feel like that is a song for the new Charlie's Angels movie that's coming out. Like, it has that vibe to it. I don't even know if it's on the soundtrack, but it has that vibe.
Could be. Hmm. We're tied at one, heading to the all-important third and final question. So you know what? We only need to make it worth one big, giant game-winning point.
So country artist Dan and Shay dropped a new single yesterday featuring which KLUC artist? Is it Khalid, Justin Bieber, or Post Malone?
Go night.
I got Soul.
Ooh.
I don't think Saudi agrees. Who did you think it was, Sol?
Khalid.
If it's Khalid, Sol wins. And cheers, Saudi, under her breath. Yes. If it is not Khalid, Saudi will have a chance to win this thing. Is it Khalid? No.
Saudi, is it Justin Bieber or Post Malone?
Justin Bieber.
Is it Justin Bieber? Semi-dramatic pause. It's Justin Bieber! Yeah. Soul, please drive safely, and we'll see you when you get back, all right?
All right, great. Thank you.
Okay, have fun. Have fun. We'll see you. By the way, here's that new Bieber song. And don't sleep on Dan and Shay. I know she said country artists. These guys are, they're talented.
Amazing.
They're super talented.
I love them.
Uh-huh.
Love.
Listen to this.
Do you miss the road that you grew up on? Did you get your middle name from your grandma? When you think about you forever now, do you think of me? When you close your eyes, tell me what are you dreaming? Everything I want to know it all. Let's spend 10,000 hours and 10,000 more. Oh, if that's what it takes to learn that sweetheart of yours.
Let's go!
The Jeff Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial free on 98.5 KLUC. The greatest person in the world.
Kayla Joe Walker.
So you may have seen on the news this morning that there is a bar in Siesta Key in Sarasota, Florida, that is giving away a total of like $14,000 to hurricane relief, to Hurricane Dorian relief.
Strangely enough, called the Siesta Key Oyster Bar. May I team up with you? Because I was going to do this one.
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. SCOB. Excellent. We call it, us locals, from that area. They call it SCOB.
SKOB, Siesta Key Oyster Bar. I got you.
My friend Bailey, her mom and her sister actually own SCOB. So I have hung countless dollar bills. I actually have a photo of one that I'll show Chet and
Do you know Kristen Hale, the general manager?
I do not know Kristen, unfortunately.
So it's one of those places where you take your dollar bill and you put your name on it or whatever.
You put something on it.
Show me that one again that you did.
I did an FSU where I went to school at. I did a national champs one and put it up there in 2013.
Yeah, 2013. That's awesome.
So I think it's a really cool thing. They took down all the dollar bills off of the walls, ceilings, everything like that, and they're donating close to $14,000 to Hurricane Dorian relief.
Old fisherman's tradition that when a fisherman would come in from the sea, they would staple a dollar to the wall to make sure that they had money for a drink when they got back from being out on the ocean.
That's fun.
That's how it all started.
So to Jill and to all the owners.
More to this story. So they're donating it to Bahamas, to the Bahamas Relief. They never thought that they would ever do this kind of thing because it was just, you know, whatever. They have been peeling the dollars off every 2 or 3 years to donate to local charities. So every couple of years, they've got like $14,000.
Wow.
And everybody was in on it. However, once the word came down that they were going to donate the money to the Bahamas, like everybody came rushing in and stapled money to the walls.
Yep.
That general manager that I wondered if Kayla knew said it took the staff an entire month to remove the bills without ruining them.
Right.
So ordinarily they'll get $3,000. But with everybody else rushing in while they were, hey, what are you guys taking the money down for this time? For the Bahamas? Oh, okay. And it was a bit of a shock. $13,961.
Wow, that's really crazy.
All for Kayla's, but them's good people where Kayla comes from.
Yes, so SCOB, you is
the greatest person in the world.
And all of the fantastic SCOB customers.
Mm-hmm.
All the SCOBbers.
They're the SCOB Navy.
SCOB.
Or something.
Yes. Little Jess, what you got? Oh, wait, I should turn that on. There you go.
I got to throw this one out to my son for being very patient and always just trusting me with, hey, let's do this. So last night I told him, hey, let me give you a mini facial. And he was like, all for it.
Poor child.
What, is he going through like acne or something like that? Or is it just you just wanted to get
Are you becoming an influencer?
He had a rough day and I wanted to do something that would relax him, but would also benefit me at the same time.
She gave him a facial?
Yeah, and it helped his skin as well. Because, he's going to be entering the preteen soon. So, that skin starts to pop up and stuff.
Sure.
But I really appreciate my son for allowing me to do something like that. He had a great time. He's very relaxed. And I learned that I'm pretty good at facials.
Hey, all right.
Good luck to his future wife. Dwayne, you is
the greatest person in the world.
Spence.
I love camels, and I think either one of you would attest the fact of my love of camels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The two humpers.
The two. Yeah, well, because the humps. I mean, that's the main thing. It's like, what other animal has the humps?
He just likes nestling down in between the humps.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
That way he's got support on
both ends.
It's very
comforting, yeah.
So it was wonderful to see this video. It's been circulating for some time. And Ahmed Salem is a TV presenter in Dubai.
Yeah.
And you've seen the video where he's just got some bread and the camels want the bread. And
have I seen this video?
So there's they're out in Dubai and there's lots of sand and camels and the window's open and Ahmed's trying to eat his bread. But these two camels like, we want that bread. Camel just being a camel. Wants that bread. The video's awesome.
Who knew?
And frankly, I had nothing else. I mean, especially after the heartwarming story about Jess's son and the facial. Yeah,
this is almost a call to the authorities.
I just, for all you camels out there, I want to give it to you. Camels.
Wow.
The greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
I know you wouldn't really think it, but the standing around chit chat party, and I don't, it's not just here at work or it's really anywhere. I'm not a fan.
It's so funny because you actually are very good at it, but I understand it. But it just makes you uncomfortable.
You see the look in my eyes right now. I'm having anxiety.
Okay.
Just thinking about it. No, if I had to do it, I'd do it and it'd be fine. But it's not my favorite. But even more than that. The reason why I don't show up at the work stuff is for another reason, too. Who's our contestant?
Carrie Preisler of Henderson.
What is that, Carrie? What's that other reason why I try and generally stay away from the work parties?
It's plausible deniability.
Plausible deniability. Yep. If I am not there, I cannot be blamed. If I am not there, I cannot be a witness. If I am not there, I just hear the stories about Spence and I go, that scamp. I just go, that rascal. He's just, you know, yeah.
It's just a Spence being a Spence.
Yeah, you know what? Two Jamesons is one thing, four is another. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just.
But I always win the Halloween costume contest, so yep. Put it there. Yep.
Yes, you do always win the Halloween costume contest.
Okay.
I was seeing if Carrie wanted it.
It's quite impressed.
No,
Carrie's very impressed. You know what impresses Carrie? Pure Aloha tickets for free.
Yes.
Can you make it down here by 5 o'clock this afternoon?
I can.
Excellent. Well, we'll have tickets waiting for you here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. Have fun at Pure Aloha.
You too. All right. Thanks. Bye.
The big fat bribe comes back on Monday morning. We have two sets of tickets in High Low, I Want to Go to Disneyland. I believe this one is this game number 261? I believe is the...
Yeah,
I think so.
I believe this game number 261 that we're on right now.
Yeah.
So, Lil Jess, when do you think you're going to play?
10:30.
There you go. Okay. Don't get easier than that, kids.
Nope.
And then there's one more after that.
Yeah.
What's your plan? You going to hog it or are you going to pass it off?
I'm not passing it.
Until the boss comes in and tells her to pass.
Until the boss comes in.
If he can get through the door.
Oh, so
she's going to wedge a chair.
Hotline is broken.
Sorry, I didn't see the light flashing. That's that we have a triple secret inside hotline that rings here in the studio that in theory only station personnel have. And that's the one that the boss calls. What's going on there?
Hey, what happened just then?
What's happened just then? Sorry, didn't see it light up.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yep.
Scarlet and Grace showcase tomorrow at Sam Boyd Stadium. If you want your first look at the Runnin' Rebel basketball team, that's at 6 o'clock. It's free, but I would imagine you'd want to go into the football game. You know, it's included, I guess.
Yeah,
if
you're
going to the football game. But the NF Hope concert, our buddy Jeff Lebo from the Jersey Boys is throwing that down at the Smith Center. At the, what's that thing next to the Smith Center? Cabaret Jazz.
Cabaret.
Oh, okay.
That's happening Sunday, I want to say around noon-ish, somewhere in that neighborhood. And I may or may not be hosting that.
You're not sure at this point?
Well, I haven't talked to him, but usually it's kind of a last-minute thing. Like, okay, come on in. You out this weekend?
Nope.
Sweet. You'll catch Kayla at the UNLV tailgate.
Yep.
Spence, you out this weekend?
No.
You're going to be at a local watering hole watching the Knights tonight.
As soon as I can get out of here.
Let's go. Lil Jess is giving away High Low. I want to go to Disneyland in just a little bit. Have a great weekend. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. See you on Monday, P1.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.